This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russian and Syrian warplanes pounded towns in Syria's opposition-held Idlib province on Saturday, one day after a summit of the presidents of Turkey, Iran, and Russia failed to agree on a ceasefire that would forestall a Russian-backed offensive. Reuters reporter Rosanna Philpott has details.
Fresh airstrikes hit Syria's last rebel-held enclave on Saturday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Witnesses and rescuers said at least a dozen airstrikes hit a string of villages and towns in southern Idlib and northern Hama, where rebels are still in control. Damascus, backed by allies Russia and Iran, has been preparing an assault to recover the last rebel-held parts of the northwest. On Friday, Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan had pushed for a ceasefire at a summit with his Russian and Iranian counterparts. But Vladimir Putin said Moscow opposed a truce. And Iran's Rouhani said Syria must regain control over all its territory.
Reuters reporter Rosanna Philpott. The two largest electoral blocs in Iraq called on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to resign Saturday after Parliament held an emergency session to discuss the unrest in Basra that has killed at least 12 people. The Secretary General of the Syroun Coalition said following the session that al-Abadi should resign and apologize to the Iraqi people. Al-Abadi acknowledged the unrest that has gripped Basra, but defended his record in Parliament. He described the unrest as political sabotage and asserted the crisis over public services was being exploited for political gain. On Friday, protesters in the southern city stormed the Iranian consulate and torched government buildings in violence that rocked the oil-exporting Shiite heartland. This is VOA News. 11 people were killed Saturday in an aerial attack by Iranian forces on the headquarters of the Iranian opposition Kurdistan Democratic Party and a refugee camp in the Iraqi town of Koya. A KDP statement said the attack occurred after the KDP carried out attacks inside Iran from its bases in northern Iraq, which marked the end of a 20-year ceasefire between its fighters and Tehran. 3 days of UN-mediated consultations aimed at restarting peace negotiations to end Yemen's civil war have achieved no results because one of the main parties to the talks has failed to show up. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Special Envoy for Yemen Martin Griffiths is putting a brave face on the failure of the talks by saying that fruitful discussions have begun. This, even though those discussions only took place between him and the Yemeni government delegation. He expressed disappointment that the rebel Houthi delegation, known officially as Ansarullah, did not show up, but notes it is not unusual for negotiations involving conflict to run into difficulties.
So I don't take this as a fundamental blockage in the process.
More than 16,000 civilians have been killed or wounded during more than 3 years of civil war between the Saudi Arabian-backed government of Yemen and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Egyptian court has sentenced 75 people to death, including several prominent Muslim Brotherhood leaders, and 47 other people to life in prison over the bloody dispersal of two Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camps 5 years ago. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
There was little suspense in the courtroom as the verdicts were handed down because it was clear to observers that the sentences were not final and will no doubt be appealed. Human rights groups, including Amnesty International, condemned the trial, calling it disgraceful and against the country's constitution. Amnesty also criticizes the Egyptian government for not holding anyone from the country's security forces responsible for the close to 900 deaths at the camps. Hundreds of people were arrested after Egyptian security forces stormed two Muslim Brotherhood sit-in camps in August 2013, several months after the military ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi after weeks of protests against him. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China will continue to support Pakistan in its efforts to fight terrorism. He said that after meeting with his counterpart in Islamabad. Wang is on a three-day visit and is scheduled to meet with the country's prime minister, president, army chief, and other top officials. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.